USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. Contentious, maybe putting it mildly, as House Republicans and Democrats listen to some FBI officials talk about retaliation over blowing the whistle on what they say was the Bureau targeting conservatives.
I sacrificed my dream job to share this information with the American people. I humbly ask all of the members to do your jobs and consider the merit.
Former FBI agent Steve Friend says he was suspended after expressing concern about how the Bureau was handling cases related to January 6th. But as for his whistleblower status...
These are not whistleblowers. They've been determined by the agency not to be whistleblowers. Are you deciding that they're whistleblowers?
Yes, the law decides. Did you not listen to Mr. Levitt's testimony?
That's panel chair Jim Jordan and Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz. It's not often we see a unanimous ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, but all nine justices all agree social media companies cannot be held liable for terrorist attacks because some people use the platforms to spread terrorist ideology. It's a bipartisan group of House members who've introduced a bill to mandate that all cars be equipped with AM radios. Several automakers are not putting AM into their electric vehicles, citing interference generated by the electric motors. Others have found ways to work around that. Several news agencies say they've confirmed that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will file the paperwork with the Federal Election Commission next week and officially become a candidate for the Republican presidential nomination. He's expected to formally kick off the campaign with an event after Memorial Day in his hometown of Dunedin, Florida. President Biden's at the G7 summit in Japan. Top aides say there will not be any arm twisting at the table when it comes to China. Russia and Ukraine are expected to also be top topics. Pro golf's second major of the season, the PGA Championship, is underway. Justin Thomas is the defending champ going into round one at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House is not happy with some of the moves that the governors of Texas and Florida have made at the border with Mexico, like putting Florida National Guard troops on the Texas border. Assistant DHS Secretary Blas Nunez-Nieto says the reason is obvious.
Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott take actions for purely political reasons and that do not involve the kind of coordination that we really need to see at the border.
He says real help should be in harmony with Uncle Sam.
We need to make sure that any actions taken on the border that involve law enforcement personnel are coordinated with the federal government.
About two dozen Republican governors around the USA have responded to Governor Greg Abbott's appeal for help in Texas. Those governors say the federal government's response to the rise of immigration has been a complete failure. Pushback over Florida's banning of some books from school libraries. Book publisher Penguin Random House, a free speech group, some authors, and some parents are suing the school district in Pensacola, Florida. The district recently pulled 10 books from library shelves, all of them dealing with race and LGBTQ issues. The coming NFL season will include a nationally televised game on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. For decades, the Cowboys and Lions have hosted Thanksgiving Day games, and now the league says at least two teams, the Jets and Bengals, are asking to be the permanent host of the Black Friday game. The Jets host the Miami Dolphins in the first one this November. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.